Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Angeline.
Alright, so I'm really excited about this because I love Mexican food.
Me too.
Yes, I love Mexican food. So besides Mexican food, do you have any other types of favorite cuisines?
I love Singapore food for obvious reasons. And I love Japanese cuisine. How about
Japanese
you?
Food is really good.
Yeah.
I love Japanese, Mexican, Thai, Italian. Mm-hmm. Actually, I like anything that's food.
Me too, actually. I think there isn't anything that I don't like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except maybe like specific vegetables I don't really like.
Okay.
Like the bitter melon.
Oh, you don't like bitter melon?
No.
Okay.
That's too bitter for me.
Okay.
So just something specific. But other than that, I really, really like all different kinds of food.
Yeah. Have you ever tried Greek food?
Yes, I love it. Because
yes,
I love cheese. I love olives.
Oh, me too.
It's delicious.
I'm getting hungry. I'm talking about food.
Well, that's going to be hard because our article today is about Mexican food.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yep. But you know what? Let's take a look at our article to learn more.
Reading.
Mexican Fiesta with Peter Kurovita. The phrase Mexican food conjures up pictures of tacos, burritos, and salsa. However, Mexican food is much more than that. From typical tacos to soups and chocolate-like mole sauce, Mexico has foods that many people have never heard of. All of these wonderful dishes are also the focus of TLC's show, Mexican Fiesta with Peter Kurovita. The show's host, Kurovita, begins his journey into Mexican food by driving from the U.S. to northern Mexico. In his old pickup truck, Kurovita enters the dusty desert state of Chihuahua. He stops at a roadside restaurant and orders a burrito, a dish usually only found in northern Mexico. Right away, Kurovita opens the burrito to see what's inside it. He finds shredded beef and onions inside the flour tortilla. Then, he grinds up dried chili pepper, salsa, and pickled onions to season the burrito. Kurovita bites into the burrito and is greeted with its spicy flavor. He's taken his first step into the wide world of Mexican cuisine.
All right, so the article says the phrase Mexican food conjures up pictures of tacos, burritos, and salsa. However, Mexican food is much more than that. Yeah, so whenever I think of Mexican food, my mind automatically thinks of my favorite dish. Tacos.
Wow.
Yeah, so when something is conjured up, it means maybe a smell, sound, or word causes you to think about something. So these smell, tastes, and words relate to Mexican food. And then you think about all these delicious foods and the colors, and you get hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry already. Okay, so our article says, from typical tacos to soups and chocolate-like mole sauce, Mexico has food that many people have never heard of. So let's take a look at the word typical. It's an adjective, and it's used to describe something that has the usual features or qualities of a particular group or thing. Here's an example. It was typical of Nancy to be late. So this means Nancy's more late, more often than not late, okay? So she's always late. A typical taco would have normal fillings, like maybe ground beef, onions, salsa, cheese, sour cream, you get the idea, okay? So mole, it's spelled as M-O-L-E, but it's pronounced mole. Mole sauce is a general name for a number of sauces used in Mexican cuisine, as well as dishes based on these sauces. So are you guys familiar with curry?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so there's a lot of different types of curry, right? We have Indian curry, we have Japanese curry, I guess we also have Taiwanese curry, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So dishes made with curry are also called curry, right? So Malay sauce is kind of like curry in that sense.
Ah, okay. So like guacamole is, you know, avocado. It's a kind of sauce they use with avocados and onions.
Lime and a lot of stuff like that.
So have you ever tried any interesting Mexican dishes?
You know, I've only had very typical Mexican dishes like nachos, burritos, fajitas, which is like grilled meat in a taco, mm-hmm. or on a taco. Chimichangas, if you guys have had that, it's deep fried burrito. Guacamole, like you were saying just now, and quesadilla, which is, you know, the tortilla filled with cheese on top, and it's kind of like... Like kind of like
it's
a
delicious
sandwich.
Yeah. A Mexican sandwich.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, I love to try local food. Everywhere when I travel, I make a point to find something local.
Okay.
I don't like to go to any of those touristy places.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I did go to Spain once, and then I had a taco that was made with Nutella and mango.
Wow, that's interesting. Mango, like... puree or mango slices?
Mango
really?
Is like the diced
mango
fruit.
Inside.
So it's really good. But it was not, I don't think it was very Mexican, but then it was something local that I found in Spain that was kind of like a Mexican restaurant.
Like a dessert. It's kind of a dessert,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I love Nutella, that's why. Next in the article, it says, all of these wonderful dishes are also the focus of TLC show Mexican Fiesta with Peter Kurovita. So, this is a new show that will be on TV, and it shows us that Mexican food isn't just our typical tacos, burritos, and salsa. It is much more. We'll get to discover other Mexican food that we've never seen or even tried, which is great for people who love to try local food.
Mm-hmm. Our article says the show's host, Kurovita, begins his journey into Mexican food by driving from the U.S. to northern Mexico.
Mm.
So a host is a person who talks to guests on a television show or a radio show. Take Kang Xi Lila as an example, okay?
Right.
There are two hosts on the show. One is called Xiao S, right?
Yes.
And the other one is called Kang Yong. Okay, so let's make a sentence with the word host. Xiao S and Kang Yong are the hosts of Kang Xi Lila.
That's correct.
Right.
Maybe not anymore.
Yeah.
Sadly, the show ended. All right, so next in the article says, in his old pickup truck, Kurovita enters the dusty desert state of Chihuahua.
Okay.
Yes, like the dog. He stops at a roadside restaurant and orders a burrito, a dish usually only found in northern Mexico. So he's in the desert. He finds a restaurant to order a burrito. Okay, so let's find out what a desert is.
Mm-hmm.
A desert is a word power word, spelled D-E-S-E-R-T, and it's a type of land with very little water. It's really hot, dry, and usually covered in sand. So you can think about a lot of the Western movies with the cowboys and the Indians. They're always in a place with a lot of sand and cactus. Well, that's what a desert looks like. Yeah? And what is a pickup truck?
Yeah. Okay, so a pickup truck is a vehicle with low sides and no roof at the back. So what this means is kind of like, you know, the driver and the passengers, they sit in the front, and in the back of it is empty. It's for you to put like whatever you want, your furniture, wood, whatever.
Right.
We call that the bed of the truck. The bed. Yeah, because it's kind of like a bed, sort of.
Yeah, and it's easy. I guess it's a way for people to, if they need to, they can put like carry things on there, like you said, heavy things. So
like when you when you move, right? You guys rent those like little blue trucks. And then the back is empty, that's a pickup truck. Okay, so let's also discuss what the word dusty means. If something is dusty, it has a lot of dust on it. You know how sometimes you don't use something for a long time, and then you don't clean it, and then there's like this layer on top of it, and then you can go like, and all the dust all over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's that book or that thing is dusty.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. It's usually kind of gray as well.
Yeah.
And you also have to be very careful with the spelling of desert.
Okay.
Because it's very easy to spell it wrong when you add an extra S. So desert, D-E-S-E-R-T, and dessert, D-S-S-E-R-T, which of course has very two different meanings. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we can say the poor lost man couldn't find any water to drink in the hot desert.
So that's with one S.
Exactly,
one S.
With the okay. right spelling. Desert is, we're talking about the land. Desert is talking about the food.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so our article says, right away, Kuruvita opens the burrito to see what's inside. Mm-hmm. So he finds shredded beef and onions inside the flour tortilla. So the word shredded is a verb, and it means to cut or tear something into small pieces. For example, if you have an important document that you want to throw away, but you don't want anyone to see it, like maybe a bank statement or something important, you'll need to shred it by putting it through a shredder. You know that thing that goes and then like all the paper goes into like little pieces of shreds of paper? Or you can cut it up or you can tear it up so that nobody can recognize it, okay? So shredded beef is a beef that is cut or torn into small pieces until you can't really tell what meat it is anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a flour tortilla is the thin Mexican pancake that makes up the skin of a burrito, a quesadilla, soft tacos, and chimichangas.
Yeah, and I think they can be made of different things. You mm-hmm. can use flour, or you can make the really, really traditional kinds, which are made up of ground corn.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so you see a lot of, like, in a lot of Mexican dishes, how they use a lot of ground corn. Mm-hmm. It's because it's a local crop that they have, and they make a lot of wonderful food with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, so next in the article it says, then he grinds up dry chili pepper, salsa, and pickled onions to season the burrito. So he does something very interesting. So, you know, most hosts, when they're served food mm-hmm. or when they're trying something out, they just try it. They go right in and they try it. But Kuruvita does something actually very different. He tries to add more flavor to the food. So he crushes the chili pepper into small pieces, adds salsa, which is a tomato-based kind of sauce, mm-hmm. then pickled onions. All right? So pickled is our word power word, P-I-C-K-L-E-D. It's an adjective and it means how you preserve food. So mm-hmm. usually you preserve it in vinegar. So they're usually like vegetables.
Right.
So you can take a jar, mm-hmm. put all the ingredients inside it, close it and seal it, and wait for all the flavors to sink in.
Making me hungry. Okay, so grind up. To grind up something means to crush or break something into very small pieces, okay? When you go to a restaurant, your waiter might ask you if you'd like pepper, and he'll have this tool in his hand, and then he turns the handle, and he sprinkles the pepper on your dish. What he's doing is that he's grinding up pepper, okay? Mm-hmm. Because pepper naturally comes as, like, a small little seed, and it needs to be grinded, just like coffee beans. So Kuruvita grinds up or crushes all the ingredients into smaller pieces to season the burrito. The word season means to add pepper, salt, or other flavorings to your cooking. Just like Tiffany said, pickled foods are seasoned with vinegar and other ingredients too.
Yes, and many of us eat a lot of pickled food, like kimchi.
Ah, right.
Yes.
And, you know, the pickles in hamburgers and relish in hot dogs, those are all pickled food.
I love them both. All right, so for example, you can say, my grandmother knows how to make a lot of pickled vegetables. Mm-hmm. So she knows how to use the right kind of flavors and seasonings. And when you have something that's pickled, mm-hmm. it doesn't really expire. Mm-hmm. So you can keep it in there for a long time and eat it for like, you know, keep it for a year or so.
Yeah.
So it's good to have around.
Okay, so our article says, Kuruvita bites into the burrito and is greeted with its spicy flavor.
Ah, so I see here we have a phrase, is greeted with. Well, what does that mean? Maybe we can take a look at our shortcut for you to learn more.
Shortcut for you.
Welcome back. How was your show?
Oh, you know, the same as always.
Oh, really? It wasn't great?
Well, as always, I was greeted with clapping by thousands of my fans.
Oh, you met their clapping? That's not right.
To be greeted with something means you receive something.
I see. To be greeted with something is 气味扑鼻而来,光后声音等迎面而来。
That's right. As soon as I went on stage, I was greeted with clapping by all my wonderful fans.
Okay, what else were you greeted with?
Well, they greeted me with some flowers and kisses too, of course.
Well, sounds like they greeted you with a lot.
Yes, it's too bad I couldn't greet them with anything but my wonderful show.
Okay, so welcome back. Before our shortcut for you break, we mentioned the word spicy, right? So if something is spicy, it has a strong taste because spices have been used to flavor it. So when you eat spicy foods, it feels like there is a burning feeling in your mouth, right?
Mm-hmm. And the article, it then continues to say, he's taken his first step into the wide world of Mexican cuisine.
So the word cuisine refers to a particular style of cooking. So we can say Mexican food and we can say Mexican cuisine is the same thing.
Oh, wow. So our Mexican food already is very delicious, but he's also doing something that's kind of breaking, you know, the typical Mexican food stuff. So, it's really interesting.
Okay, so we've come to the end of today's article, but stay tuned for our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, welcome back. So let's chat. Let's have a free chat. What is the spiciest food you have ever eaten? And describe your experience.
You know, I really cannot eat a lot of spicy food. I can handle a little bit, but you know, there is some cuisines that use different kinds of peppers. So, you know, spicy food, when you want to make it spicy, they use different kinds of peppers, and each of these peppers, they have, I guess, like a special kind of release. Usually if it's like the Chinese Sichuan pepper, that is very numbing for me, and it's very, very spicy. I can't handle that. Or sometimes even Thai food.
Okay.
Local Thai food is very spicy. I can't handle anything like that. But I think those are the two types of cuisines that I've had that I felt like, whoa, it's very, 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 very spicy. What about you?
Okay. Well, I can eat spicy because a lot of food in Singapore is very, very spicy. I love spicy food. But there is stuff that is too spicy. For example, if you eat like a chili, there's this chili called patty chili, which is like the smallest little chili that you could find. And the seeds are the spiciest thing ever. Okay. So one time I ate that chili, but I ate the seed and it was so spicy.
Yeah. Did you tear up? And
I think I don't know if I teared up, but I tend to sweat. Like, my head gets really, really itchy. It's like fuming. So what happens when I eat spicy food and it's too spicy is the best way to get rid of the spiciness. Do you know how?
Drink lots of water?
Actually drink milk. Milk works. I don't know why, but it works. So drink milk and you'll feel a lot better. Because sometimes cold water, warm water, it doesn't seem to work for me, but milk works.
Yeah, because the first thing when it's something hot, you just want to dip your tongue into something icy cold.
Yeah.
So I guess next time if I ever go eat, you know, spicy hot pot or Korean food or Thai food, I'm bringing a bottle of milk with me.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes.
Okay. So that's all the time we have for today.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed the article. And we'll see you guys for the next day. Bye.
Bye.
Mexican Fiesta with Peter Kurovica. The phrase Mexican food conjures up pictures of tacos, burritos, and salsa. However, Mexican food is much more than that. From typical tacos to soups and chocolate-like mole sauce, Mexico has foods that many people have never heard of. All of these wonderful dishes are also the focus of TLC's show, Mexican Fiesta with Peter Kurovica. The show's host, Kurovica, begins his journey into Mexican food by driving from the U.S. to northern Mexico. In his old pickup truck, Kurovica enters the dusty desert state of Chihuahua. He stops at a roadside restaurant and orders a burrito, a dish usually only found in northern Mexico. Right away, Kurovica opens the burrito to see what's inside it. He finds shredded beef and onions inside the flour tortilla. Then, He grinds up dried chili pepper, salsa, and pickled onions to season the burrito. Kurovica bites into the burrito and is greeted with its spicy flavor. He's taken his first step into the wide world of Mexican cuisine.
Vocabulary Review.
Typical. A typical breakfast in the U.S. includes eggs, toast, bacon, orange juice, and coffee. Host. The show's two hosts interview famous stars about their personal lives. Desert. Most of Egypt is in a large, sandy desert known as the Sahara. Pickled. Some people like to eat beef noodle soup with sour pickled vegetables. Spicy. Mike loves very spicy foods, even though they sometimes burn his mouth and tongue.